Okay.
We're recording.
We're recording.
Do we need to do a clap sing?
Well, welcome to the first episode.
No, we don't need to clap sing. We're all sitting here.
There's only fucking three of us.
It's a joke. Well, God damn it.
Welcome.
Clap for you.
Welcome.
It's a good clap.
To the first episode of
I've got
the,
some clap for you.
The to the first episode of the Full Circle podcast.
Oh,
it's a good
that
name.
That is going to include a short D&D session. That is going
to okay.
Of our actual D&D
no,
session.
We're basically just fucking around right now.
We just want this for posterity's sake
this
and to
is,
look back
yeah,
on.
Yeah, this is for posterity. I will upload it, too.
Inconceivable. I don't think that you think that word think you meant what you think it means.
I love the Princess Bride.
Okay, so... it's me, your host, the DM. You know my fucking name. We got Eric here. We're gonna be doing a backstory for Eric's new. That was really uncomfortable. I saw the mic fucking spike when you did that.
I'm Eric.
we're doing a backstory for Eric's new character.
Fuck am I chopped liver?
Jess, I will fucking come to you. Jess died in the last episode of Petrichor. If you haven't listened to it.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
No. Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
I mean, statistically, you're one of us, though, so I don't know why have known that. Whatever.
Or close friend.
Or close
who
friend.
Doesn't really
close
give friend. A shit about the podcast.
Who doesn't really give a shit about like lore continuity? Whatever. Jess is dead, so he Eric needs to play a new character. So that character goes by the name of
Samson.
But the episode of his debut will already be out by the time this goes up. So. Welcome. We're going to do like a little backstory about what he's doing, how he got into that thing that he was in.
I love an episode where I love a show or what a show does when they introduce a character and then the next episode is their
sausage.
Background.
Buttered
oh,
sausage.
Yeah. Speaking.
How you get it, where it come from? How's it made? Buttered sausage.
Speaking of. We have Campbell here.
Hi.
Campbell will be cameoing in the backstory of Samson.
Just because I was already here and.
Because you're part of this family. You're part of my family.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we're long lost siblings.
That's weird, even the way you talk to me.
No one of my long lost siblings.
Okay.
And the Alpha has found you. Welcome to my wolf pack.
Stop. Fuck.
Yes, my widow bed.
Why are you so good at it? Okay, fucking.
Stop. You don't know what Eric does in his free time. It's a lot of R&D.
Blackness makes perfect, the point says. Okay.
We gotta check this man's Discord.
We gotta fucking.
Right now.
We gotta figure out. What Samson, his whole vibe is. Because we have the
Son
idea.
Of the Sun, for
well,
those who aren't unaware.
Shut up about it!
So, okay, timeline-wise, this is a weird place, because chronologically in real life, we haven't made the episode of Samson's debut yet. So right now, we're workshopping, you know, his personality.
I feel like I need to be a little bit drunk for this.
I think we should get a little bit of a buzz going.
Yeah, go take a fucking shot.
No.
Okay.
No.
Should I go take a shot? Should you go take a shot?
I don't want to take a shot.
Shots, right?
Should we all take a shot?
Should we all take a shot?
I mean, fuck. I guess we're
taking a shot. No, I just drank a shit ton of coffee. I'm going to shit my pants when I take a shot.
All I did was drink an energy drink. I'll be fine.
All right.
I need something to calm me down.
Wait is. Wait is.
Wait is.
Wait is. Calm down.
There's enough to go.
All right. All right, how is Samson going to sound?
Oh, because on the spot. I'm not going to sound like that.
No, and lore-wise, wink, wink, like the guy, he's kind of what we view as like an angel type. He's got that holier-than-thou, high-and-mighty complex to him. Kind of a cast-out.
So you're saying I should talk like this?
No.
We don't need Varaxes back.
No, we don't need Varaxes back. And
although,
also,
I will admit, that was a killer for an old man voice.
If that's how you sound for the whole fucking show as Samson, I would kill him.
Eric,
I'd put him out.
I would kill myself.
I'd put him out with
Eric,
water.
I do want to say this. just because of how impressive your voice was, it reminds me a lot of voices they did on like actual internet shows for old men. Like you realize, sound like an actual professional voice actor when you do that voice.
I mean, they're all in my head, and I just speak them the truth.
So if they're already in your head, what does Samson sound like in there?
Oh, he sounds like this.
I think the DM can veto that, and no. I hope he does.
That okay? Due to modern technology, he found like a cough drop, and now he sounds normal.
Oh, okay. Fuck! This is so difficult for me. Like, I always go gruff is my easiest. Just like I just do this.
This is Ken, and this is Farnor.
This is Farnor.
And then there's Jess, which is just
Jess, which is just me, but like a wimp.
Which is interesting,
like a pussy ass bitch.
Isn't Jess pretty like fucking built?
His upper half is because he uses a bow constantly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dude,
archer muscles are no fucking joke.
Oh, no. Just the only
especially,
references I have.
Especially not using a compound bow, using like straight, like 50-pound bow.
Oh, recurves are, or not recurves, longbows. Longbows are fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
But enough of this bow talk.
Please stop.
We should all talk like this for the rest of the show.
This is how Samson is going to talk forever.
I'm going to drop out of the campaign.
I can't do it.
No one would. We already have
Princess.
I would cancel the show. I'd delete everything.
All of it gone from every single computer that has even a memory of this.
Stop. Okay. So let's talk about first what Samson is to determine what he sounds like in his personality. So you are an Azimar in D&D mechanic terms.
I just touched the mic on accident.
That's fine. This is
We're
freeballing it, baby. Don't slap it while you're sucking it. That's bad advice. Okay. But Azimar aren't really touched on in the Petrichor lore. I guess that's what we're doing. We're doing like a Petra lore, like a mini Petra lore.
Are we going to post this unedited?
They're touch starved?
Oh my God.
Oh, because. Holy shit. We're not going to tell any of the rest of the golden hair folks about this. We're just going to put it on.
We'll see who finds it first. Yeah. Oh. You know what? I'll bet you $5 right now it's Ethan that'll find it first.
No, I'll bet Jordan or Sam, honestly.
Really? You think so?
No, it's because Sam listens to him.
Ethan's very adamant about it.
The Astro-like episodes that he can't.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll probably also listen to them, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Duke hasn't mentioned anything about it. I know for sure Jordan does.
I don't think Duke would mention if he did listen to it.
I think he would just listen to it and be like, huh, you guys are all idiots.
But he'd say it with love.
Yeah.
I do think it'll be Ethan though. I think we should take bets on who's the first one to comment on.
I'm saying Jordan.
Jordan, who's you want to take Sam?
I'm taking Sam. Yeah, all right, a nice triad. Everyone, split.
You want to put $5 down a piece?
Now, whoever is listening to this right now, the second you are hearing this, okay,
you have
everyone
the
get ready. Whoever is hearing this right now, even if it's not Jordan, Sam, or Ethan,
message
the announcements channel and at everyone and saying, I was first. Without any context,
we'll understand.
We will understand the three of us.
Wait, so no money is exchanged then? If we
no, we're not betting money.
I think we should just do a triangle. Everyone still ends up with $5 at the end. And we just exchange it.
I have $5 and $1 bills in my pocket.
I got a $5. I think I've got a fiver still.
I don't have cash.
We'll take Venmo.
Cat is fucking getting the. Closet. It sounded like somebody was breaking into the house. And by house, I mean the apartment.
No. And then with no voice. You were leaning back into it.
Slipped out.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came
up. Okay.
Maybe
Samson does sound like a miracle. Okay. Anyway.
Maybe Samson talked like this.
That's not bad. I do what I think.
Or, because, so... For people listening, Samson doesn't have a mouth.
That's true.
So originally we were just gonna say he speaks telepathically, but or we could do just like it just comes from somewhere.
I mean, he is a being made of fire now.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would imagine. I mean, fire doesn't have a mouth, it makes sounds, but I mean, it would...
Oh, dude, he sounds, like, crackly when he talks.
I, like, this, like, I was gonna be like these.
No.
You wanna do, like, a little imperfect cell
gonna,
in there?
I'm gonna be like these.
Still, that,
no, dude, that's terrible. Too
rough. I'm gonna be like these.
Because, Eric, remember...
Because
remember,
I'm gonna mute your fucking mic.
I had to
do Salazar like this.
Ooh.
Oh, damn it! I sound like this.
Yes, you do.
Oh no, I've just learned and leaned into imperfect.
Stuff. I'm not playing on my phone. I'm doing business.
All right. I think can I give you a suggestion?
Just of course.
So you're gonna be an angel, right? You're gonna be whole. I think you should be a little. I think you should.
Angel.
Angel. You know what I mean.
Angel is a loose
term.
Loose term.
I think you should angelic. Be angelic in nature. You are divine adjacent.
Yes.
I think you should be a little bit pompous or a little bit holier than thou. A little bit the way you speak.
100%.
I think he's also gonna be a bit autistic about, like, social cues, because people he's used to talking to are like him.
They understand everything.
Ooh, I have to be extra autistic?
Yeah.
Yeah, just
you like gotta that. Be, like, kind of, like, channel Lorien.
I gotta turn up
the levels of, autism. Like, huh?
Channel Lorien, yeah.
Or just, so, give me some pompous shit right now.
Like, I'm actually, because we're recording this, like, before Samson interacts with anybody, I'm thinking Lorien and Samson will bond a little bit.
I think that could be a really good combo.
I think so, too.
Of just two people lost in a new world.
Yeah.
I feel like Lavina could get somewhere there, but I feel it's more just Lorien and him are truly...
Well, because they're beings of
divine adjacent nature. Yeah. That are lost
fire,
in a new world.
Whereas Lavina was isekai'd into our world. Oh yeah, Starfire. you could totally be fucking Coriander.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. But anyway, yeah, you have that kind of like out of touch, like royalty kind of vibe to you.
Mm-hmm. Let them eat cake.
Right. But also with mortality, I feel like if you like pat somebody on the back, you hit them with a little too much force type deal because you don't know.
My hands are also on
fire. And yeah, leave them a little singed.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to like, I assume there's a way
your
you
strength.
Can. I was going to say, I assume there's a way you can probably
because,
come back
I mean,
the burning.
I know it's kind of like a trope of Eric characters to be like very strong, but like it fits. It always fits. Mm-hmm. You are literally on fire, so it'll probably take some getting
used
to.
This is the second fire-related character you've played in this campaign.
He has to be, like, wear, like, gloves or something to, like, not hurt people.
Does this make him, like, the person with the most PCs? Like, the most?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eric has the most player characters by far.
And only one of them has died.
second place is Duke.
Yeah.
Duke has played nine slash X.
Makani.
Makani.
David. Or not David. Daniel. Sorry.
Who the fuck is David?
Sorry.
Magic David.
Lorien. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
that I have.
No, the turtle never ended up happening. Did
that didn't happen.
The turtle didn't happen, no.
But I have Fargrim,
justice for that.
Jess,
hey,
Kane.
First time the turtle's mentioned on air.
That's true.
Yeah. I remember learning about it.
We see you, dude.
I remember
me and
you telling me about that.
Tied. Hmm? Right?
Yeah, that makes four each.
Fargrim, Jess, Kane.
And now.
And now Samson, yeah, that's four each.
No, I put well.
Oh no, you get Lorewise and
Bale.
You get Varaxes,
Bale,
slash Lorewise, Bale.
Okay, I have a lot of guys.
Yeah, Eric's got a lot of guys.
Eric's in the lead with six.
Right,
we're gonna count.
It'll be at six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And literally, only Jess has died. Fargo might be dead. I don't know.
Well, undead
at this point.
TBD.
Yeah.
He is a vampire, so it'd take a bit to kill him.
Some holy shit. You could do it now, I guess.
What?
I was making a joke because you're holy in nature and you're fire.
Are you talking about holy shit and you made me poop right here? I'll do it.
So does that, is
don't
that
tempt
it?
Me.
Stop. Okay. Oh, fuck. Anyway. We Campbell, what?
I don't. You're gonna.
So this is a one shot that we're about to do.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's
a prequel. I guess it's not really a prequel if there's nothing before it yet.
What if I did kind of a whispery voice?
Give us a.
So like, just say something to me that I would have to answer.
What is your plan for the?
How did you end up in Iraq?
I was trapped here by.
I'm getting Sauron vibes.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, he's getting okay. Big
so
Sauron.
So I don't dislike it, but you would need to have your own microphone like up to you at all times in order to capture that.
So if you're ready to drop, what, 200?
Yeah. No.
How much was it? 170.
120.
Really?
Yeah. 120.
I could do that my next paycheck.
Okay.
I'll have to. Oh God, I have to spend so much money on my next paycheck. I have to pay bills. I have to pay Samara, and
You don't have to pay Samara until July.
I know, but
he just wants.
I need to get it off my.
That's
plate.
Fair.
That's
yeah.
what. That's what. I mean, that's what I did. I just okay, wanted to get it out of the way immediately. Nope, let's not talk about that right now. But I would say the whisper would be good for that, but I don't think it fits with a pompous character or like a. I think it's too Sauron. You know what I mean? I think I'm getting too much.
I suppose that's fair.
I'm getting a little too much Lord of
but
the Rings out of it.
Whenever I do a character voice, the thing I always like imagine in my head is like try to imagine that character at a funeral comforting someone else. If it sounds too goofy, then that's the wrong voice for that character.
Like a very like, hey, you know.
I know that sounds like a strange analogy, but that's what I've done for most of the characters that I voiced.
I think something along the lines, or not like that, but just very pompous, very, not, this is like an extreme level of like, aha, poor people.
You're That's, really good at doing that. You should save that for something.
I am going to.
You do sound a bit faggy.
That sounds like a cigarette.
I'm so bad at starting voices.
I don't think that's true.
You're not.
But, like, I'm a perfectionist.
I understand that, but... Well, thematically it fits, because this character would be a perfectionist, I feel like.
Do you know what's good with having people around for this kind of thing, Eric? You can machine gun it. You can just throw them at the wall.
So I hate doing that, though, because it's so embarrassing.
I don't believe so.
Dude, look at the two of us. We've known you for how long? We're not going to judge you.
Also, Jordan sometimes sends me, like... He has a memos, like a voice memo app, and he does, so you know that Theo Von bit, like, whenever I gotta say the N-word, I like to write it down. Jordan has voices in his head that he has to get out, so he uses voice memos, and sometimes he sends them to me. That's how Markle of Sarahburg got invented.
I mean, that's a good idea. I do have voices right. that come to my mind.
That's what I'm saying, like, just, you just gotta get them out.
Samson.
Oh, keep talking.
Keep going.
I don't know what else to say.
How did you come to be in a rock that's shaped like a lizard?
I don't know.
What is a lizard?
What is a lizard?
Lessen the gruffness a little bit. Just a little
what
bit.
Is a lizard?
That's pretty good.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Do
you want to do an accent? Can you do an accent?
What kind of accent?
Transatlantic, British, something pompous.
Smash, hey? Jackie Robinson stepping up to the plate.
All right.
I don't think I could do an accent and that voice.
Yeah, you can't combo it.
Okay.
What was I doing for the voice?
My name is Samson.
That's too old.
My name is Samson.
See, that's good. That's good.
You sound a bit wizened. Like, not old, but, like, learned.
I do not know how I came to be here, but I am here.
I like this.
Do you think we should go a little lighter?
Who are you?
A little bit lighter?
No. I like the voice.
What do you mean?
Would you be able to redo it?
Like this?
Yeah.
Could you
of course.
Is it a good place in your throat?
I think I could do this.
Like, would it hurt you doing like, for like an hour?
I'm doing this
like,
so easily.
Because Salazar, I mean, I've trained my vocal cords enough to like do that, but it was still a little bit. What I was gonna say, what I do, Eric, is I just to get the voices right. I'll just practice talking like that for a day. Jonathan, I need to work on though, because Jonathan never had a voice.
Mr. Samson.
Yes.
Have you ever cut your hair?
Have I ever cut my hair? What is a hair?
Oh, a hare is a type of rabbit?
I have no knowledge of this.
You know, hunt the hare, turn her down, walk full out.
What are your thoughts on 9/11?
This 9/11 you speak of.
Yeah, the day the dragons flew into the Twin Spires.
Yeah. Oh. Dragon's fire couldn't melt to stone, but could you?
Dragon's fire can't melt dwarven steel.
Oh, fuck. I have no knowledge of this, Dwarf 11.
That's canon.
Dwine 11. Turn on the orb! Any child! And hit the fucking spires! They've hit the spires! Oh god! Oh my god! Another one!
There's been a second dragon!
A second dragon has hit the spire!
Oh my god! They've hit the dodecahedron! Oh my god!
They've hit the Morbagon!
Oh, shit. Fuck. This is really good. I'm liking this voice for Samson.
Yeah,
I think it fits him pretty well.
I do too.
Can you do it like the like, what? Like the social cues, like not picking.
What?
Yeah, just like, huh? That's a good
point. I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Or like, can you
get... Specify.
It sounds like you're recording like NPC voice
lines. It does, huh? It does.
Let me guess. Ugh. Somebody stole your sweet roll.
I was a warrior like you.
Until I took an arrow to the knee.
I like the idea that Samson feels like a character from like an RPG.
Oh yeah.
Like you play like Elden Ring and shit. Like make him feel like something from that.
You've never touched on Skyrim, have you?
I have, but like think NPC.
Touched on it, like what?
I played it. I don't know.
Ooh, why'd you word it like that?
Why are you touching?
It's just poor phrasing.
Points us.
God damn it!
The gate back.
Full circle.
That's why it's called the full circle.
But yes, I think this voice fits him quite well.
Yeah, I think along.
Wait, Campbell, yep. Talk to him as Jonathan. Because that you're already a character. Yeah.
Sorry, I gotta get back in the voice. What are you? What are you?
What is any of us, really?
Who is that?
No, ignore her. She's...
Goddess of the undead. Well, vampirism, not all of the undead. That's kind of a taken title.
You?
Yes.
She is...
I took over.
Did you participate in the falling of the Titans?
Oh, certainly no.
I know this is bullshit, but I'm like, would he know about that, or was he in prison before that?
He would know that.
Okay, cool. He was in prison during that,
know,
I assume.
Do you know how he knew about that? Because the what are they fucking called? What, I'm blank. What the Genasi? Jesus, yeah. The Genasi exist. That's how he knows.
Oh, okay. I figured, yeah, we'd explain
hey
that.
Hey, guys, you ever notice how there's no water Genasi?
I wonder why.
And
Jackie Robinson steps up to the plate. That's how we got to end that voice every single time. Yeah.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Because it's your spotlight.
Someone needs to talk to me.
Okay.
I'm getting messages. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, it's Pearson.
What?
I tell him to charge his phone one time every once in a while, and then when he sees my battery is low, he spams me for the next half an hour till I have to mute my messages. It's so fucking annoying.
You're just airing your shit out live on air.
I get it. I get what he's doing back. It's funny, but it's also... Oh, and then there's Ethan. Love ya.
What's really funny is when at the last party, Pearson was like, yeah, Campbell always tells me to charge my phone, so I just spam the fuck out of him now. I love hearing both sides of the story.
Oh. Okay, he stopped.
Anyway.
Oh.
Okay, do the voice just to see that you still can.
My name is Samson.
Okay, good. Campbell,
yep.
You are going to be playing an incidental. Your character's not going to be too story integral.
Yeah, I'm just going to be here.
But you will...
Do you want me to do a voice? What are you looking for in a voice? Do you want me to try and go NPC? Do you want me to do an accent? What the fuck do you want?
He's Ruffles.
No. Ruffles can't talk. I'm saying that now.
Ruffles doesn't exist yet.
Nope, hate that.
You don't like the...
Nope. Ruffles sounds like a campfire crackling. Okay. Nope.
Don't Sorry. Yeah, I can't do that.
You know, like when wood heats up, it pops like that. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Oh, I know what he sounds like. He sounds like a. You ever lit a sparkler?
Oh,
like on the 4th of July. He sounds like that. Noise. I'd imagine that's like the.
Is Ruffles just like a pure little fireball fucking thing?
Ruffles is a dragonfly made of like sparks.
Oh,
fire.
Cool. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Very cool. My little buddy.
He's a long forgotten reference to an old thing that me and Eric did.
I feel like I remember sitting in my room and you guys explaining that whole like session probably to me because it was because I think
that was so crazy.
I remember sitting
basically
in on that,
how like, it ended is that me and the devil got into like a car crash into like a gas station or something.
No, because the whole premise was that you guys are cast out of heaven for whatever reason, and then you like try to raise hell in Las Vegas so that heaven would notice
We were also,
you.
Like, gay for each other, but then Lucifer was, like, evil to me and, like, turned on my back.
Yeah, because he's fucking Lucifer. I don't know why you
He was, like, my gay boy.
Yeah, but why did you fall for a guy
literally Pride Month.
He's literally named Lucifer.
It's literally Pride Month, and you made a gay man evil.
Yeah, that's fucked okay.
up. How do you feel about that?
That's Being up, evil does not negate his gayness. It would be more homophobic to say.
I want to see your gayness.
I haven't opened it. Should I just?
No.
Okay. What happened?
Samara's just snapping me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Voices, give me something to work with here.
I don't need to give you anything.
Well, I know, but I just want an idea, so I'm not come up. When I'm put on the spot for a voice, it ends up bad.
Okay, you workshop that in your head while we do this real quick. Okay. Why are you moving your tongue around? Because
I'm trying to think of words, and I just
okay. Before we get into this, we need to first establish location. I think definitely. What the fuck is the set like? Where do you come from? Is it like a castle? Like what?
I don't know.
Oh, you said castle and the immediate
black hole sun.
You said castle and my immediate thought. Do you remember that picture I sent you of like to show you Shenron, like the size of him? Truly.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
No, I remember it.
You remember the castle floating in the sky and him all around it? I think it should be a castle like that, just like in the fire plane or some shit like that, or just in the sky somewhere.
Okay.
Do you want to see the picture, Eric?
No.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to give you. I was just gonna give you a reference.
The elemental planes do exist. So like you're just straight up from the fire plane.
So we into fire?
You into fire?
We into fire, or we into plane? Where did the God War happen? The war, the gods, where the gods failed the Titan.
I actually don't know.
Because that's where I would be.
Astral.
That's a good question.
Probably an ascended plane. I assume there's a plane where
ascended
holier deities walk.
Fuck, that's a wow.
That's that.
I hadn't thought of it. I knew about like making the war and stuff, but I didn't think about like logistically where it would have been fought.
Because the world would have been created. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. The world would already have existed by that point.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it should have been fought on every plane. You know what I mean? Like a true war on multiple fronts. I feel like it should, like, you know, it should really have shaped the lands based on what fight was where. You discover a new noise you can make. I ain't gonna bother.
Jumna. Okay. I think I'm just gonna steal exactly, like, verbatim what Eric said, and it's just gonna be called the Ascendant Plane. And
is that you literally said that?
Oh, whoops! Eric said it louder.
No, he didn't. I didn't say ascendant.
Is that like a reference to anything that I'm not getting?
Mm-mm.
Destiny. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Wow, that's subconscious coming back to me.
Mm-hmm. What?
I just said ascendant because you know ascended. It was probably subconscious, but I don't mean it to be a Destiny reference when I'm saying it. I think Ascendant Plane is just...
So, let me look it up, but continue.
Because...
You're right. It is a Destiny reference.
I definitely think the Titans would be so like racist to their own creations that they would want a plane all to themselves. So their result was the Ascendant Plane.
I think they should.
So like Ascendant Planes are basically like a realm that certain hive gods created. Using like
they made pretty much their
own realms.
Yeah, basically, you have to go in there to actually kill them.
Yeah, like their real body. If you kill their corporeal
body,
it doesn't matter.
Like a Hollow Knight Dreamer.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, basically, like you kill say we killed Oryx out in space somewhere, we'd have to get inside his Ascendant Plane to actually truly kill him, or he'd just come back.
All right, you fucking nerd.
Sorry for. Yeah. As you say, Donovan, I'm sure the guys, when they hear this, will back us up on this. God, you're going to get me back into Destiny lore talking to me about this.
So, can I call it that or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. You think Bungie's going to drop the ban hammer on us?
No, I'm just saying, I don't want to be like a...
Oh, nerd. No. I think actually the fellows would love to hear that.
Whatever. It's called the Ascendant Plane. That's where the Titan Wars were fought.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where...
Are you saying no?
Oh, that was real.
Point your finger at me. Thank you.
What he wanted.
You thought I wanted to fuck your hand?
They both just got naked, by the way, in real life. And no one will ever know if I'm lying.
Oh, it's the TV.
What are you talking about?
The humming?
Yeah, the angelic humming, that's the television. It's to help you get in the mood of your godly angelic character.
Yeah, man.
Yemen. Okay. The Ascendant Plane is where the Titan War was held, and where the Titans were ripped
asunder
into the Genasi. Dude, imagine your ass getting kicked so bad that you become like a billion guys.
That then became billion lion forces versus another
Pokemon. Who win?
What?
Billion lion versus every Pokemon.
Every Pokemon. Arceus every instantly. Pokemon.
Thank you.
Yveltal dies. Yeah. Kills everything. The end.
Yes.
I love Pokemon so much.
I like Genesect.
For my money, the best Pokemon, probably Grimer.
I like Giratina.
For my money, the best Pokemon, probably Magma. He's like a little goopy Magma man, and he's like a slug.
Chimchar.
I love all the little monkeys that are like elemental.
I'm making
monkeys.
A video game donkey reference.
Oh, I haven't listened to Donkey in a while.
Pansexual.
Panseared.
Panseer is the only elemental monkey I can remember.
I know all of them. But I'm not going to tell you.
Chimchar. I don't fucking remember them. What's the green?
Chomp.
That's Mario.
All right. Back to this before we lose our fucking
Bullet
shit.
Bullet Bill.
My favorite Pokemon.
Goomba.
Bullet Bill. You guys hear Princess Peach?
Turts. Stomping turts.
Perchance. Do you remember when we got stuck on perchance for like 2 years as a group?
Perchance.
Fuck off.
We're
not bringing that shit back.
You can't just say
I might.
You can't just say perchance. I feel like that should be something that that Samson does all the time.
Perchance.
Just says perchance all the time for no fucking reason.
Why are you here?
Perchance.
Fuck does that mean?
Yeah, stovetop.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, stovetop.
No stovetop.
He's gone.
Look at me.
Are you okay. A captain now?
What are you doing with your hands?
No.
Don't.
He's going to do it.
Ooh.
Don't.
Yeah. Ooh.
Nope. Don't fucking.
Yeah.
Don't you do it, Carmen.
Stove top.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Where?
Oh, God.
All right.
What?
fuck. This is just guys being dudes, the show.
Oh, yeah.
We've been going for 35 minutes.
Oh, we haven't even started the one shot.
We haven't even started the one shot. I doubt we're going to.
Probably not. I hope we do, though, because I...
No, you can't fuck... Stop. Get... No. How'd you do that if it was closed?
Oh. Okay. Are we starting? We got a basis? You got an idea? Okay. You got an idea? I'm just here.
Shut up.
Perchance.
You are in the ascended plane. I can't fucking do a voice. You're in the ascended plane.
You are in the ascended plane.
You don't do that.
I like that.
You sound like a constipated frog.
I'm going to save that voice for later. That'll be good for a demon or something.
Okay. You're in the ascended plane. You are smack in the middle of the Titan War. I'm sorry. It's like midnight. You're smack in the middle of the Titan War. You are a devoted worshiper of Infernus.
Child of Infernus. So what's
that? Child of Infernus. I would say, because you are.
Say it.
Azimar are the direct children of Titans. What?
Azimar born.
What?
Azimar born.
I can't do this shit.
He can't do this anymore. He'll be in his trailer.
What?
Huh?
Silly reference.
Okay. Campbell.
Boss man.
You'll be playing the role. Come closer. Come closer. You will be playing the role of one of the other angels.
Oh my god.
Of Inverted. Oh, fuck.
I can only imagine seeing my face slowly.
It's just like
torn.
A try not to break challenge. Okay, you're going to be playing one of the other soldiers of Infernus.
Okay. I'm sorry, what were you doing there? A little bit closer? It sounded like a reference to something, and I'm trying to think about it.
I wasn't referencing it.
Okay, it just, it's, yeah. My brain is just constantly looking for them. Pattern-seeking brain.
Stop. It's like when you're fucking... When the teacher tells you not to laugh in class, but then your buddy looks at you, and you just... And you want to fuck him.
Stop it!
Stop. I can't do it.
Not here.
They do this every year.
All right. I'm another just... Azimar. Oh, you're a fucking dick.
I hope you... Burn your mic cover.
You're gonna set that thing on fire if you're not careful. Stop
it. I wonder what that's gonna sound like on the recording.
God awful.
It was a taser that I held up to the microphone. It's also like a dog whistle for guys named Eric. I've only tested it on the one, though.
Woof, woof.
Stop.
No, no.
You brought it back. Welcome back, Wolf Pack.
It's me, Alpha. Welcome to my Wolf Pack.
Welcome. Stop it. It's me, Blood Wolf.
You're my
betas. Oh, no, not Blood Wolf. All right, can we...
You're my
Focus
little...
up.
You're my little betas, and I'm the Alpha. And this is my Wolf Pack. And that's what this podcast is called.
I'm kind of glad we didn't take shots. This would have gotten lost.
My podcast is called Wolfpack. And you're my betas, and I'm the Alpha.
My wife.
Okay, I'm done now.
Where does beta fall?
Oh, fuck.
All right. Let's get to it. I'm just another Azimar soldier in the war of the Titans.
How do you know Samson?
I assume this is like...
What is your name?
Why are you being Professor Snape right now? I don't like it.
Ronald Weasley. What is your name?
Give me an idea. I got nothing here.
I got fucking shit all for you.
So his name is Samson, right?
Yes.
All right, and then... First thing I'm
Ha ha ha! just fucking
full hot spread eagle
just fucking opened his monkey in front of everybody. Wait, hold on. You got the diamond, the diamond crotch. All right, we're fucking.
What, you want to see it again?
No. I got.
Third time's the charm, Eric.
I got it. Oh fuck! I just saw all of Eric's God-given bits.
It's not like you ever seen them before.
It's not like I haven't. I'm gonna end this fucking recording.
No, no. We have to keep going. We can't stop it.
Muscle through. Muscle through.
Names. Biblical.
Bond names. The James.
Judas.
No.
Iscariot.
Judas. Iscariot. I like it. Iscariot. We're going with that.
Do you know what that means?
Escargot.
It's been a you while. A
it's Judas's last name, you fake Christian. His name is Judas Iscariot.
Yeah, I remember because Hell's Cain. Like they're part of the Iscariot organization. Where
oh, that
they,
sounds Abel. Pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Cain, Abel, Jezebel.
Paul, Mary, Jesus.
I'm gonna go with Iscariot.
Nehemiah, Moses,
Lazarus,
Lazarus,
Belial,
Steve,
Methuselah,
Michael, Azazel.
I think I'm just gonna go with it. I think I'm just gonna go with Iscariot.
Mazakin.
Why are we listing names still? I said Iscariot.
John.
I'll take Mazakin.
I don't know why you want to be named after Judas. That's
fine. Really Mazakin then.
Martha.
Okay, Mazakin's one of the high orders of Lucifer's army.
Oral.
What? Fucking I can't win with this.
Maggie.
Maggie?
Glenn.
He's just he's just gonna keep going until I notice. What Lori. Does Sam stand for again? Do you remember?
Shame.
Strength of Samson.
Strength of Samson.
Mind Herschel. Of Solomon. We can't take Solomon though. That's already in use. Hercules.
Okay. The wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Atlas, the power of Zeus, the courage of Achilles, and the speed of Mercury.
Tyrese.
Stop! Should we just go for like Atlas or something? Something a little...
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. I like Ezekiel.
He's from Walking Dead, too.
He is. I love Ezekiel.
Oh, that reminds me. Gavin, what's the movie with...
Does he have a tiger?
No.
Space Tiger Fire.
You know
tiger.
What Ezekiel makes me think of, though?
What?
What's your name? Ezekiel! Fuck you, Ezekiel! Fuck you, Tony!
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
You
don't know the bit of the guys yelling across the island? It's really good.
It's okay. We'll show you it later. It's really fucking good.
Carol.
Beth.
I didn't say that one yet. That's cool.
Negan.
Carl.
I said that one.
Leon Bassett.
Michonne.
I said that one.
Damn it!
You can't say any of the main characters.
I can't.
Gargiulio.
Wait, was there a God. Seth at one point?
What, Rogan?
No, I don't know. What's his best buddy's name?
Did you see that video that I sent you?
No.
Was that Ethan Hawke?
Where?
The zombie.
Yeah, there's celebrity cameos all the time.
Oh, the one that I sent you.
Well yeah, you were there.
Was
you were
that Ethan Hawke?
Probably.
Literally looked like Ethan Hawke.
There, in the tank in season one, episode one.
Yeah, that's, he was there that's for Sam that. Witwer. Sam Witwer.
I know, but the one that looked like Ethan Hawke was literally just walking by the fence at the prison, and that was it.
Yeah,
that was all he did.
It very well could.
It was probably him. I love Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, celebrities cameo as walkers all the time. It's happened a lot.
He's a fantastic actor.
He
was great in Moon Knight. Okay, Ezekiel.
All right, we got Samson and his buddy Zeke getting up to some
please don't call me Zeke.
Some Mitch.
I don't think this is just my idea of the character. You can tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think you'd use nicknames like that.
Nope.
Especially if we're
in no, all of
I have
you
to
bitches.
Call you by the name that our Titan gave you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, all of you bitches are like real sticklers for that.
Oh yeah. Samson.
Ezekiel.
Samson.
Ezekiel.
Samson.
Ezekiel.
Samson.
Ezekiel.
Samson.
Ezekiel.
Samson.
Ezekiel.
Samson.
Are you fucking...
That's what it is. Oh, Ezekiel. Oh. Samson.
Stop. All right. So you guys are twin flames.
Oh, Fire Lord. Fire Lord Uzai.
No, what?
Samson.
We're not doing no Avatar.
I've never seen it.
I know, you should watch it.
You really should.
I do, but I plan on it at some point. Okay.
Just don't watch any of the live action adaptations ever.
Oh, not even the M. Night Shyamalan one?
Oh, especially. Oh, well, no, if you're in for a good laugh, yeah.
I like M. Night Shyamalan. That guy's funny.
That movie is terrible.
The one movie was good.
Oh, Trap?
I like Trap.
He's got some good. He's had some good ones.
I like Traps too.
I like Sixth Sense. I like The Sixth Sense. I like Unbreakable.
What was that one with the beach?
I haven't seen
that. The beach. Oh, it's called Old.
I've seen that
one. Is that good?
No.
Okay.
It's so funny.
It's the beach that makes you old. Have you seen that one fucking Joe Rogan bit about the beach that makes you old?
No. Can you pull that up?
Stop.
We're talking about Joe Rogan on our podcast.
We're going to get invited to his.
Oh, God.
This poses an interesting question. If you were invited, would you go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Like, it's so funny because it's like, he's like a, like, if Genghis Khan had a podcast.
Fun fact.
You make fire. Show Joe how it works.
Fun fact. My grandpa's nickname was Genghis.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember. But his name was Genghis. I think because of how much he was a hard ass.
That fares. Yep. That makes fair. Campbell, I've been trying to parse your shirt for the last entire day.
Memphis,
and it's got pigs. And
yeah, it's my dad. It's from one of my dad's barbecue trips.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the great Memphis pig circle.
The cut in half pig, and then pigs.
The fucking circle the bifurcated. Dude,
that's like Animal Farm, bro.
This is literally. Dude, it's like
world peace.
Is that what it says?
Barbecue may not be world peace, but it's a start. Dude, that's really
your
funny.
Your shirt is literally Animal Farm right now.
Dude, you're literally George R. Well.
Cool. Jar Jar Well?
Did he make Animal Farm? Who wrote Animal Farm?
Yeah, no.
Jar Jar Well?
George R. Well.
Yeah, no, you got it right. George R. Well wrote it. Yeah.
Jar Jar Well.
It is George R. Well.
You know, author of hit.
Orwell. George Orwell.
George Orwell.
We're never doing this. Please tell me we're releasing this just, like, absolutely unedited.
We have to.
This is such a good fucking bit.
It is.
I think we're going to cut it here. I don't think we're going to get it done today. It's 12. I'm tired.
I'm adding Jar Jar Well to...
It's 12. It's almost 1 in the morning.
Oh, man. I wanted to get to mine. I was so looking forward to that.
All right.
I do want... Eric, I wouldn't mind if you were there for that, too, because you could be...
We're going to call it here for tonight.
I'm not going to divulge that in this episode.
And then the boys are going to return home so they can sleep
a little bit.
A little bit before tomorrow's actual Petrichor session.
What time are we supposed to be here by? Someone needs to go get Sam tomorrow. I don't know who's going to be able
someone
to...
Someone does need to go get Sam tomorrow. It's not going to be me.
All right. I'd rather not if I don't have to.
Goodbye. I mean, I love him, goodbye.
Bye.
Impromptu episode.
La, 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 la.